Are we recording?
Everything you're about to hear was produced by a global online group of artists called Hit Record.
We are writers, illustrators, photographers, filmmakers, musicians, and actors.
We've found a way to do art differently. Remix and collaboration.
These are our preferred mediums. Once we hit record on Hit Record,
we offer our ideas and art for the community to relentlessly quote, copy,
change,
and rearrange into entirely new records.
A poem becomes a song, becomes a symphony. Nothing is ever finished.
Yeah, nothing's ever finished.
Or Danish.
Or Scottish.
It's universal. It's Hit Record-ish.
Attention, attention.
Hit Record on your radio.
Regarding school and all those disgusting people you went to school with.
Wow, here we are.
Back in school.
You know, I just had to pay a $75 intent to graduate fee just to get out of school.
What? The whole goal of school is to be able to one day leave and then they charge you for it?
You never really do get to leave though. I'll still have anxiety dreams about not passing in homework on time.
Been there. Hate to do this to you guys, but we're taking with us back to school for this episode of Hit Record on your radio.
Back to the playground and the bullies.
Back to those hard cafeteria seats and the social humiliation.
The oh-so-awkward dances and the parental chaperones.
We're going to bring you all the way from primary school to graduation in the span of one short podcast, right up until we toss those tassels.
Hey there, Cindy, what you gonna do? You gonna marry someone and I better know who. Is it A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
X! Okay, so we don't have anybody in our class whose name starts with the letter X, so you're gonna have to go with the next closest thing, which is Y. So that's Yedlin. You're going to marry Yedlin.
Of all school days, the first one of the year has got to be the most nerve-wracking. Elia had many first days as she went to many new schools. And though she tried to slip under the radar of normalcy, on one particular first day, something horrible happened.
I spent the entire day being incredibly nervous, and we got to lunch, and I opened up my lunch box. And inside were banana sandwiches. And I was mortified. I couldn't believe that my mum had done this to me. I just cried. I was so embarrassed that I had banana sandwiches. I've never had them in my entire life. She could have given me any other sandwich, like a normal sandwich, just ham or cheese or something normal, but she gave me freaking banana sandwiches. Everyone was just like, are those banana sandwiches? And I was like, yes, they are. I've never had these. Who puts fruit in bread? That's so weird. I could never now be normal. I was the girl who had banana sandwiches.
Real talk. I've always kind of felt like ADD is a byproduct of standardized testing.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, for both teachers and students, meeting the necessary scores can cause a ton of anxiety and then maybe also cause ADD. And then if you don't meet certain scores, the school can lose funding and then the teachers get fired. Just all just a cyclical, horrible, horrible thing.
Word. I heard this Neil deGrasse Tyson quote that I really liked. When students cheat on exams, it's because our school system values grades more than students value learning.
That's heavy. You know, I'm kind of surprised all of us aren't hooked on Ritalin.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but drugs can inhibit my ability to think rationally and act responsibly.
Sit down, don't look, don't turn around. Eyes front, keep both feet on the ground. Mouth shut, don't speak, don't make a sound. Begin, the time starts now.
Six hours glued to a desk. Don't tell, teacher knows best. No crash, still a clever test. Blend in, behave like all the rest.
Standardized test or standardized.
tuned into the third episode of Hit Record on Your Radio, and like all new things, it's been a learning process. Japanese folktales on your radio have been a wonderful addition to the show, and that's thanks in large part to Yoshiko T for her direction, and also for her pronunciation keys that she's offered up to the community. Lots of voiceover artists have used these educational tools to work out proper pronunciation when they're performing a script. Let's listen in as my buddy Nils tries one.
Now, this is a tough one. Kasa obake.
Kasa obake.
Kasa obake.
Kasa obake.
Here's another tough one. Kitsune no yomeiri.
Kitsune no meiri. Kitsune no yomeiri.
Kitsune no yomeiri.
Kitsune gatada. Hakuna matata.
Not quite Hakuna Matata. Yoshiko T here. What I've noticed is that when people try too hard to pronounce Japanese words correctly, they become too self-conscious and just end up saying them incorrectly. I would also note that all Japanese struggle with English pronunciation. I know I did. I remember during my first English classes, to learn the sounds that we do not have in Japanese, we would hold a small mirror in front of us, stick a tongue in between our teeth, and say th, 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 over and over. We would bite our lower lip and say v, v, f. And like all things, we improved with practice.
You're a great teacher, Yoshi. You've already taught us a ton, and we're going to keep practicing.
And shout out to Samurai, who's been a big part in helping to adapt these tales and bring them to life on radio. She's actually been studying East Asian culture at university, and she got a chance to take a course on monster culture.
Let's have Kaya and J9 paint a picture of what to expect if you ever find yourself at the Hiyaki-yagyo, the monster parade.
The Hiyaki-yagyo is a night parade of 100 demons.
It usually happens on a summer night, and there are spirits and monsters in the parade, too.
There are regular household things like mirrors, lanterns, and kimonos that come to life on the 100th anniversary of their birthday.
The sandal monster, called Bakezori, just looks silly. He is a sandal with two arms and legs, but he only has one eye, and his tongue is always hanging out of his mouth.
That's like the umbrella Kasa Obake, too. He only has one eye and a tongue that hangs out, but he has two arms and only one leg that he hops on.
There are all sorts of lady demons, monsters, and spirits. There's Juragumo, who's a woman on the top and a spider on the bottom. And Nuriyuna has a woman's head and a snake's body.
I heard there's a lady named Rokuru Kugi with a really, really long neck that can slither around. She has a really long tongue, too.
Sometimes, masks and dolls like the round Daruma and Akebeko, the red cow, can get possessed and join the parade.
Uh-huh, and some of the monsters and spirits look like regular animals, too. Like Bison, who looks like a large chicken but breathes ghost fire.
Do not despair when your real friend throws you over for hopscotch and double dutch, or relegates you to a damp and mossy bench in the darkest corner of your imaginary parallel reality. And do not fret that he chooses real flesh and bone kids that eat mud and bugs and their own boogers over whimsy and good manners. And do not cry for him when that snot-faced brat, Ricky Smith, throws him from the jungle gym and breaks his arm in 7 places requiring pins. Because remember, the little fucker had it coming.
Things can often seem so serious when you're coming of age. And often it's quite fun to embrace that. Joe Rudd's here to introduce a story along those lines.
Thanks, Box, and thanks, Casey. For 2 years in school, me and a group of boys formed what we called the Underground Confectionery Company. It was very secret and very well managed. The couriers, the financial department, etc. We actually took it pretty seriously because there was a lot of pocket money in it. But then someone told on us and it was all over. Still, it got us some serious respect. We were treated like kings. And most of all, it was a fun, sugary secret.
Talk to me.
We're down 3 points in cola bottle sales.
It'll pick up again after Easter. Anything else?
The junior prom committee. They want to know if we can provide something special for the big night. Oh, and the new regulations. Did you get the brief?
Signed off on it this morning. You know, every time we gain more traction, they gotta come in and gum it up. Prom, what do they want?
You know those chocolates with the gold foil and the praline filling?
Do I look like a 7-Eleven? Of course I know them.
They want 300.
300? There are only 90 students in that grade. Tell them that they'll get 120 and they'll be grateful.
Joe, the principal wants to see you.
She does? Why?
Someone snitched. She's gonna try to shut us down.
Damn. Any idea who sold us out?
What am I, the NSA? I don't know who did it.
Well, what now? What do we do about the new shipments?
Pick up as planned.
You're the boss.
Look, we founded the Underground Confectionery Company because we believed that kids in our school had a right to reliable and affordable sugar, and we'll continue to uphold that ideal right down to the last Skittle.
Hello again, Mr. Taylor.
Kathy.
I have to go make some copies. She'll be with you shortly.
Uh-huh.
I got a bad feeling, Joe. She's going to shut us down. This is it.
Cool yourself. We don't know that for sure. Look, where do we stand with the seniors?
Distribution is solid. Customers are satisfied.
And the underclassmen market is strong. They're still running on mommy and daddy's money. We just hold the line, and we've got the upper hand here.
Listen, you can still get out of here. I'll say you had a test. You go to your next class and duck out when you can and make sure nobody gets caught with any cream on their whiskers.
No, no. We stand and we face this thing together. Benny?
I'm just the abacus man. You're the face of this operation. I'll follow your lead, but I have to admit, this is pretty nuts. Even for you.
Oh yeah? So is peanut brittle. Top seller, 3 weeks running.
4, actually.
You can't fight this, Joe.
I have to try.
What are you going to say to her?
I'm just going to look her in the eye and remind her that this is America. And that the people of this nation are raised on the idea that anyone can build something for themselves. That all it takes is a little hard work and belief. That there is no cost to freedom that can't be covered by a few jelly beans. If she doesn't agree with that, well, then she can just go ahead and suspend me. But at the same time, she'd better book herself a one-way ticket to Canada, because this country used to stand for something, and I hope to God that it still does.
She's ready for you. You can show yourself in.
Okay, how do I look?
Sweet.
Well, let's hope it doesn't go sour. Benny.
Yeah?
We'll need those figures ready if we're gonna make this pitch stick. Also, creme eggs. You got any on you?
3 left.
Well, that ought to sweeten the deal. Here we go.
Joe, wait. Good luck.
Thanks, but we don't need it. All we need is a couple of sweet tooths.
Are you a new parent? Are you pregnant? Are you planning a child? Are you buying a pregnancy test? Are you in a relationship? Did you just recently start dating someone who at least seems promising? Do you have your eye on a co-worker or a neighbour or someone? Are you above the age of 18? Are you a very precocious 16-year-old? Are you 12 and you've just started noticing boys? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to start looking for the perfect kindergarten for your child. Wait no longer. Come visit our facilities and learn how you can get your unborn child onto our waiting list to maybe be eligible to attend our very exclusive school. For more information, go to our website www.inyourdreams/youwish.org.
Hey.
What?
Did you know that when you learn something new, your brain chemistry changes?
Science!
Researchers have found that a specific pairing of a protein with a fatty acid is increased in animals' brains after they were engaged in learning a new task. The same combination of fatty acid and protein is known to increase and improve the brain's ability to learn. So, since the pairing of the protein and the fatty acid is increased through learning, and its presence in the brain improves future learning, it seems that learning further improves our ability to learn.
So to all you students who feel as though you are studying until your brain is full, just know you are actually increasing your brain's ability to learn with each cram session.
And it seems nature really wants us to learn.
Neuroscientists have discovered that the quote-unquote click of comprehension triggers a natural opiate-like shot to the brain. This is an evolutionary buzz designed to reward us for learning something new. Or as the lead researcher, Dr. Biederman, puts it,
the brain's craving for a fix motivates humans to maximize the rate at which they absorb knowledge.
Casey, we forgot to do a roll call.
Are we recording?
Good morning, class. My name is Mr. Minge, Wilmington Minge. You shan't be using my first name lest you wish to see me after school in a repeat of detention. So without further ado, let's not stand on ceremony. Let's get on with the register. Asshole. Asshole.
Here.
Bell end.
Here.
Bell whiff. Bell whiff.
Hi.
At the back, yes. Bitch.
Over here.
Mm-hmm. Bollocks. No bollocks this morning? Where's the bollocks? Okay, not here. Cock?
Here.
Cock?
Right here.
Good. Crap?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Whore?
Present.
Good. Knob?
Here.
Knobhead?
Here.
Piss? Pissed?
Here.
Pissed? Yep.
Here.
Minge? Oh, yes, we're at the family picnic. Splendid. Minga? Minga? No minga. Minga's off. Well, rim job? Smeg?
Over here.
And wanker?
Here.
Splendid. So, biology.
Next up, we got something special for this podcast, created by Humunculus, the community, and a lot of nostalgia. What are you reminiscing about, Adam?
Back in the seventh grade, there was this girl in my math class, and I had the biggest crush on her. I made her a mixtape. That's right, I'm talking 30 minutes on each side, high-bias, magnetic cassette tape. And it had all the classics on it. And they were all arranged in the perfect order to tell the exact story that I wanted to tell her. And just to ensure the legacy of my undying love for her, I even popped out the little tabs at the top of the tape so that nobody else could record over it. So now let's all get a little nostalgic. I've got a track for you that's a little old school and a little new school.
When I think of old school, I think of sound, like the sound of a rotary phone as you dial the numbers. These are the things that I feel nostalgic for. It's what I miss.
I went to my classes with my wrists covered in rubber neon and metal bangle bracelets. You could actually hear me write my assignments.
I remember actually making mix tapes. You would take your tape, you would put it in your cassette tape player, you would hit the record button and put it on your favorite radio station. And you would just sit there and you'd wait. And then that one song would come on that you love, and you've got that stuff recorded.
My mom made me have every kid in my class over for my 12th birthday party, and one of the little bastards jammed my VHS copy of Cliffhanger into the VCR way too hard. Totally busted it. These are the kind of things you could never get back.
I remember me and my brothers nagging the bejesus out of my dad to get us an Atari. And we finally wore them down, but then I had to fight my brothers for my chance to play Asteroids. And we thought that was the coolest thing ever until we got a Commodore 64. And now, I'm a computer programmer.
And the old school ways that got a hold of me, never gonna let go of me. Keeping up with the times, but the old school never dies. And the old school ways that got a hold of me, never gonna let go of me. New school ways keep bringing back the old school days. How can I steal the things we feel? When the people wanna get down, and we're bringing them back around. I know you got it, you know I got it, I know we got it, yeah, we all got it. The new school ways keep bringing back the old school days.
My pager kept going off in class. The teacher was getting pissed. I looked down and saw 1-4-3. It was the first time he said he loved me. I ran out as soon as the bell rang. I hoped the payphone wasn't tied up during lunch.
I remember the first time I heard music in stereo.
It was the 1950s in Japan. The left and right were being broadcast on two different radio stations. My brother brought in two radios and put them on chairs at two corners of the room, and we sat in the middle and listened to Schubert's Unfinished Symphony. It was the first ever stereo broadcast in Japan.
Two words. Lisa Frank.
To me, hip-hop music is like deja vu happening all the time.
Yeah. Old school is trading Pokemon cards, biking through the parking dark with a girl sitting up on my handlebars. Back before I won 11, all that I had was crushes. Broke a couple bones and then walking around on crutches now. Signed my cast, I thought that everything would last. Living in the present just before it was my past. Bowling alley birthday, summer's by the pool, yeah, that's my old school. Now what's your old school like?
And the old school is they got a hold of me. Never gonna let go of me. Keeping up with the times, but the old school never dies. And the old school is they got a hold of me.
I think that for most people, middle school is considered to be a dumping ground for the most abominable and grotesque displays of human indecency.
Them's fighting words, Box.
I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah, but when you're in it, you're way too consumed by your own outfits and your posses to really think about it as the cage of raging hormones that it really is.
The truth is, I just really wanted to just get laid.
Cheering on. Sitting at the front of class, honor roll and homecoming queen,
making your parents proud.
The dances were just the worst for me. They made me so anxious. I think I only went to like two throughout my whole school career.
Actually, I enjoyed them for the most part. A little too much cologne, but with the lights out, it's just kind of romantic and full of possibility.
Yeah, I guess you're right. One time at a raffle at a school dance, I won a bag of kettle corn the size of me. It's the only time I've ever won anything. It was a really special moment.
I guess kettle corn's pretty important at that age, huh? Man, I just really wanted to get laid.
Apple on the teacher's desk, never late for math.
Never, ever.
Seems like love is in the air. As included on Hit Record on TV's school episode, let's have a listen to What They Say, a collaboration between Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Todrick Hall, and the Hit Record community. This one's an oldies ode to following your heart and avoiding all that he said, she said noise.
Because really, that's all it is, a bunch of noise.
They say I'm a popular girl, so I should go with a popular guy. And they say My boyfriend's king of the world. I say I love him, but it's kind of a lie.
Odyssey.
Written by Musher and performed by Richie Millennium.
It was the first week of September. We mapped our childhood by the sunburns that peeled off of our skin. A pair of Doc Martens and tattered jeans anointed the cool kids, while we sat in the back and pretended that we didn't care. At the back of our minds, still wondering why our parents didn't give us better lives. I couldn't quite look at you as you fought back tears. I swallowed the lump in my throat and the mishap of being born. Your friend misspelled my name on the back of my shirt. All year long, I had to cover it with tape. I wish somebody had told me that these were the good times, the happy eggs, the baby bumps onto our better selves. Maybe it wouldn't have left a permanent scar. We learned a lot of things that year. My lack of camouflaging skills, your wanderlust and taste for better things. One morning I discovered I could write my dreams on a cheap paper bag and let the wind carry it out of the orbit of our lives. We buried our vague disgrace under the crisscross of your shoelaces and blamed our aches and fevered dreams, the surge of the violent rage on our sunburns. And just like that, our secret was gone. I never saw you again. But sometimes when the heat gets to my head and I can't think, my ink still finds you.
I'm out in the world and I do not know what I'm doing. I'm out in the world and I do not know what I'm doing. I'm out in the world and I do not know what I'm doing. I'm out in the world and I do not know what I'm doing.
When I'd finished my mandatory school years, I was in a state of confusion. You know, I'd spent years as a caged bird, and now, suddenly, I was introduced to the wild. Shit, I didn't even know how to fly.
We're going to spare you the gratuitous yearbook quotes, but ladies and gents, that about wraps it up.
But before we leave you, we have a very special piece about your final days in school, told from the perspective of a butt.
But not just any butt, Casey. This is a very British butt of a high school senior who's about to walk the stage and accept his crowning achievement.
I mean, it's not his crowning achievement, it's just high school graduation, and it's just a butt.
You know what? Just let the butt talk.
It is absolutely stifling outside. Just wretched. Even with all these graduates and their families, they could have accommodated us inside. Not to mention the state of these seats. This is supposed to be a place of erudition and innovation. I suppose, as a humble gluteus, I should be accustomed to such poor accommodations by now. But what's this gentleman up front going on about now? It's so difficult to maintain focus in this oppressive heat. Something about opportunity and such. I don't know, I suppose that is why Craig is here. Oh, look at me talking as though I'm not Craig's own rear end. Although, to be fair, it does feel like I'm only along for the ride at times. Anyway, we're only sweating here because Craig was corralled into it. And that's fine. You know, academia is an asset that demands certain temperaments and sensibilities, and it doesn't work well for everyone. Craig simply wants success, and who can blame him? We're not trying to cultivate scholars anymore, we're trying to cultivate winners, right? No matter what it takes. This event isn't a celebration of knowledge, but simply the observance of the modern social architecture. Oh, here we go. It's nice to get out of that horrible chair at least. They're giving a piece of paper to Craig's right hand, that narcissistic show off of a limb. And he looks quite proud. It sounds like they're already making plans for him. Something called a college. No matter what, I suspect I'll still be along for the ride.
The end.
If you like the show, come join us at Hit Record, and together we'll make art again, and again, by heart.